Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
I didn't see you come in.
Bob, it's 40 minutes past 6.
What? What am I doing in the kitchen? Work shift is over! Sorry, do you mind to walk and talk? I don't like to stay in the kitchen any longer than I have to. It's actually really scary in here.
Your work shift isn't the only one that's over. I expected Beatrix back 45 minutes ago.
Oh, that's... is that unusual?
Well, yes.
Figured to know with all the scouting and climbing and swimming and digging.
Yeah, well, I tried contacting her on the remote access watch and she's not responding.
Hey, guys, can I know we brought up. Can I get one of those watches?
We gave you one.
I know, I just need another one.
We only have so many.
I know.
Why do you want another one?
I won't lose this one, I promise.
You lost the other one?
I mean, I won't misplace and then find it later. I'm still going to find it, Captain. I swear.
Do you know how expensive those are?
Actually, no.
Guys, back burner. Beatrix is missing.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's... okay. We should do a search and rescue party.
Well, I'm glad that you suggested that, Bob.
Why?
I think you would be a fantastic search and rescue lead.
Oh, no, wait, no. I just was like, I'm just an ideas man, you know? I'm just like, woohoo, good idea, right? Yeah?
Even better for you to actually walk the walk instead of just talking the talk.
Okay, but then I definitely need one of those rest things.
How about you show me some initiative and then we can, you know, negotiate something?
Hey, you know, Barney, no support? No. Come on, like, you're gonna send me out into the wild with no way to communicate with the ship?
You know what? It's not strictly speaking within protocol.
Oh, idea. Sorry, Bartholomew. I know you don't like being interrupted, but I'll just borrow yours. Look.
You can't borrow mine.
What, hey, how come yours looks different than everyone else's?
HR requires certain functions that yours don't. It's not strictly within protocol, Bob, but not strictly speaking outside of protocol. I like the captain's idea here. If you can show some initiative by going out on this scouting mission and you produce results, we could arrange for another communicator.
Yeah, you could show some initiative by actually gathering some rations for the journey.
Oh, you want me to show some initiative? You know, because that's how this whole thing started. I was told, show some initiative. Do some work, Bob. So I started working in the kitchen. I actually made a souffle. And you know what? That's the worst idea I've ever had in my life. Because ever since then, it's like, hey, you can make a souffle. Maybe you can make pancakes. Oh, hey, maybe you can go out alone, Rambo style, and just go and find Beatrix. God damn it, I'm... Beatrix! Beatrix! God, I can't even see the ship anymore. I thought I saw footprints, but... Hello? What was that?
Bob?
Huh?
Come, Bob.
Beatrix! Oh, Beatrix! Oh, Beatrix! Oh my God, I have to hug you!
No, no,
I have
stop,
to hug
stop, you. Stop! Bob, stop! Are you wearing a communicator?
No. They wouldn't give me one.
What's the last thing you remember?
You saying, Bob, are you wearing a communicator?
No, Bob, what's the last thing you remember? What did you remember the last time you woke up?
Well, this morning I woke up thinking I should probably share the chocolate a little more, but I was going to put it in some pancakes.
Bob, what do you remember before this morning? Like, concrete memory.
You sure we can't do the hug thing?
Bob, what do you remember?
I have these weird dreams. They're strange. They don't make sense. There's something in the box room.
I have similar dreams.
What?
I have similar dreams.
You get eaten by a monster in the box room?
Bob. There's something happening.
Captain, It's nearly 10 p.m. now. I'm getting worried. Quite frankly, if something had happened, I would have expected Beatrix to respond by now.
No, you're right. You're right. You know what? Let's take a flight around and just see if we can see anything. Maybe they've put up a flare.
That's certainly one idea. I wanted to visit the possibility of maybe doing a hard reset.
A hard reset?
Well, these iterations of Beatrix, and we might as well throw Bob in there too, aren't that old.
Mm-hmm.
We could just, you know, I know you have the capability to send out the immediate death signal, and we could just bring them back. Whatever's going on, it'll be taken care of.
I know, but then if we do that, then they have to restart all over again, and then they have to redo the memory thing, and even my memory's not working, and that won't upload properly, so no, that definitely won't work.
Okay, but we can only wait so long. Could we say maybe if we don't see him by midnight, we do a hard reset?
Yeah, all right. Midnight it is.
Bob?
Yeah?
I need you to listen to me.
I can't listen anymore. I'm really
no,
freaking
Bob,
out with what
you
told me.
You need to hear me right now.
There's more?
I need you to kill me. Bob.
What?
No, listen. I need you to kill me, and I need you not to freak out. I need you to go back to the ship, and I need you to tell them that everything's fine, that I tripped or I fell in a pit or something, but I need you to lie for me, Bob.
Beatrix, this is a lot.
I know, but take this leaf, okay? Take this leaf.
Okay.
And I need you to put it somewhere. I'll find it in a pocket or inside my pod, just somewhere that I'll find it. Please don't read what's on it, okay? I'm asking you, don't read what's on the leaf. Don't ask me how I got something to write on the leaf, and just trust me.
Oh, I really want to read that leaf right
Bob,
now, Beatrix. Okay, no, I'll put it away. Beatrix, I can't kill you. I can barely break eggs, Beatrix. You know, I cried when I broke my first egg.
I know, those poor baby chicken embryos.
I can't kill you. I can't kill anything, Beatrix. I can't even... Well, I did make a souffle.
You did. You made a souffle. And the first one was really, truly terrible.
Yeah.
But the second and thirds were good.
And then I made pancakes.
And then you made pancakes.
Well, they were sort of pancakes.
They were flat
water,
things.
Watery.
Bob, look at me.
And I did come out to find you.
You did.
I found you.
You found me.
You were just 100 yards from the ship.
No, you followed the trail I left for you.
Really?
You must have found me. You have some scouting ability. I feel like we've been in these woods so many times, and sometimes I don't know how I know that, but what I do know is that if we are to be safe, if we're to figure this out, I need you to kill me.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, it's 11:50.
They're clearly not coming back. We might as well just do it now.
I don't know if this is the right thing to do. I don't know. I'm having a little moral dilemma here. I don't know. This is weird.
Well, Captain, you're our leader here. Ultimately, this is your decision. But I take my role as HR, but more than that, as your advisor,
mm-hmm.
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we don't want to threaten our enterprise here.
Right.
But, I mean, we don't know what's happened. Maybe Beatrix is in an uncomfortable position. Maybe her leg is trapped under a boulder and she's in great pain. I mean, I know she'll just respawn eventually anyway, but that sticks with a person, you know? I think it's the most humane thing to do is just flip the kill switch.
Okay, 5 more minutes and we'll do it. Just give me some time. Let me figure something out.
Bob?
Okay, clearly I can't do this. I think we need an alternate plan.
Bob.
What if we climb this tree thing together and we hold hands and jump? Oh, right. I have to place the leaf.
Bob, there's no more time. You need to do this, and I know you can. As soon as it's done, run back to the ship. I'll be fine.
Okay. How?
I trust you.
No, just hold the dirt in your mouth. Come on, don't let it out. Hold it. Hold it. Come on.
Ah, gross. It tastes worse than what I wrote the note with.
Okay, I'm going to push you off this tree. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to push you to your death. Are you dead? All right, just, I'm gonna lift it a little higher. Put your head under there.
Oh, God.
Come on, put it under.
I really thought this would be easier.
Put it under. Good. Go, my leg! My leg!
I can't believe you're making me do this.
I'm not making you do
you're
it.
Definitely
I'm
definitely making you do
strongly advising.
Bartholomew, what are you doing outside my pod?
Beatrix, I was expecting you.
Hi, guys. Hi, Beatrix.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. What are we all doing in the pod room?
We're having an R2 form party.
Yay!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
The trunk with something. It says for Beatrix. What? What's this on the back? It's... in case of Bob's failure.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people.